This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Welcome back, and it's wonderful to have Marion and Chip in the studio. Hello. For 2017.
Hi.
Happy New Year, both of you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see you back here in the studio at Vectis Radio. We're really excited because this is the 35th anniversary of the hospice, isn't it?
It is, so we've got a whole year of celebrations.
Yeah, and you're starting off celebrating by making a quilt, I understand.
We are. Our Tuesday evening craft group, we were sitting around last night deciding on projects, and we all decided to do a 35th anniversary quilt. So I'd encourage anyone that fancies coming along. We're going to cover every different aspect of a hospice and have squares for each sort of part of a hospice. So there'll be a square about the garden, there'll be a square about all the groups that we do. And lots of sort of stick-on bits as well. So you don't have to be an expert at sewing. We can find other ways of putting things together.
Brilliant. And will there be a square about the calf?
There will be a square about the calf.
Oh, yes. Nice. That's great news, isn't it, Chip?
Yeah. That is brilliant news.
Well, it's good news for Gary as well.
Yeah, great news for Gary.
See, I've got his name.
You
wrong.
Have? Yeah, well done. Done.
Yeah, I've been
and
doing my homework
for
over Christmas.
And a square for Vectis Radio, I think.
No!
Oh, really? Oh,
lovely.
That's so sweet. Oh, thank
cool.
you.
Yeah, well, we better get knitting. Talking of which, Chip's got an interview with knitting now, haven't you? So let's listen to that. And then I think we've got a very special piece of ABBA. It's one of the funniest ABBA tracks that I always remember because of the skit that was done about it on Not the 9 O'Clock News. So just listen to Chip talking to knitting, and then Super Trooper after that.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Nathan. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to meet you, Chip.
Nice to meet you. So you're a volunteer at the hospice here. How long have you been volunteering?
I'm about coming to 2 years now. And I used to work in St. Mary's Hospital as an orthopaedic surgeon. And since I retired, I thought the best thing I can do is to come here and offer my help. So I become a trustee here. And I'm enjoying every bit of it.
So what's the best bit about being a trustee here?
I think meeting up with the new people and different people all the time, and so talking to the patients, and you know, offer what a service, you know, what a help I can give. Yeah. But basically, just to see how the place is run and contribute in any way we can, really.
So the hospice is a really cool place and a happy place to be.
Yeah.
And it's a really friendly environment. What do you think about the environment here?
I think it's absolutely fantastic, and it's mainly because of the volunteers who give their time to the patient, and they make the life comfortable and as much pleasure they can bring. And I think that's really, really... I just take my hat off for that. You know, people are spending their time in this place. And I think it should... No, they not only spend time here, but they also promote this place, because not many people think this place as somewhere you can come and see people around. No.
Yeah. So there's a cafe here. What would you say to those people who haven't been up here yet and want to try out the cafe?
I think it's fantastic. The food is excellent, and the people who serve you, they are served with passion. And this is something not many people are aware of, and this is what I'm promoting in my social circle, that this is a place you can come for Sunday dinner or lunch. It's fantastic, good value for money. I would recommend it. I'm going there for lunch in a minute.
It is a good place to go and socialise.
Yes, you meet different people and you talk to them, and they're very pleased to talk to you as well.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know who you're going to meet in the cafe or up here. I mean, you could meet anyone from all corners of the globe.
This is the first time I'm meeting you, and it's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
So these are surprises, and it's a pleasant surprises. Absolutely brilliant place to meet, yes. Not many people think of it that way, no. But that's what some of you are, no, we have to tell people that this is a place, things are happening, and you can come here and meet some people, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me interview you.
My pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
What song would you like to be played on the radio?
Ah, I think I'm a great fan of ABBA, so some ABBA, please.
Okay, here's some ABBA.
That was the Thrills. Whatever happened to Corrie Haim? Well, I don't know. Do you, Marion? Do you,
no,
Chip?
I don't know.
We haven't a clue here in the studio. I'm sorry to say that, but we do know quite a little bit about quilting now, thanks to Marion. And Marion, I understand, although you're taking quilting classes, it's not exactly the case that you're an expert quilter, is it?
I absolutely am not an expert quilter, but I've got enthusiasm, and that's all we need for this group.
Yeah.
With a few experts kind of dotted around, and we do have a few people that come to the group regularly that are quilters. So we're relying on them for the technical expertise, and we'll have the enthusiasm and the creative ideas.
And can I just ask... is the idea that this quilt is going to grow and grow and grow every year, or is it just going to be one size?
I think it's just going to be one size, but it'll be big, because if each person does a square, it'll be a big sort of A4 size square, so it'll be big. And then I think at the end we'll have it on display and we may well auction it.
Oh,
that would be very nice.
Brilliant idea.
That would be very nice. Or you could use it in one of your corridors, couldn't you?
We could.
I'll be the first one to bid a penny.
A penny.
Oh, thank you, Chip. Okay, Chip. Well, that's an incredibly generous offer.
Yeah. Yeah. Confidence.
When I used to work with civil servants, they would say, that's very helpful, and I'll bear that in mind. Now, from quilts to tapestry. It gets even worse in terms of wordplay, because it says here that there's going to be a night of country covers. So, but we're talking now about the Earl Mountbatten concert series, and that continues into 2017. We're really pleased to hear that, because there's some amazing events coming on. It's normally the first Thursday, isn't it, in every month?
It is.
But actually, this February, we've got a double whammy, actually, because Tapestry is the name of this country and folk acoustic covers band. It's a couple. They're going to be playing at the John Cheverton Centre for some toe-tapping live music. And then the week after is Florian Mitrea, who's a pianist, and he's I suspect he may be one of these chaps who's coming to West White Arts, because Nigel has very cleverly cornered some of those wonderful, talented pianists and duets and quartets who are coming to West White Arts, and said, why don't you come to the hospice as well?
Yeah, I think Nigel has set up a partnership with them, James, with West White Arts.
Oh, okay.
So that the artists go to West White Arts over in Freshwater on the Saturday, and then the day before, the Friday, they do a concert at the John Cheverton Centre.
Yeah.
So this one is on Friday, the 10th of February.
And Florian has been broadcast on Radio 3, I understand. A lot of Romanian radio and TV as well. So he's right at the top of his game. That's going to be on Friday, though, not the Thursday. Friday, the 10th of February.
It's really nice. Very sort of varied programme.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The great thing, Chip, from your point of view, is that tickets include canapés and wine.
We've had some of the canapés, haven't we?
You should go, actually, Chip. Yeah. They're really, really fun.
Yeah.
£10 a ticket. It's a bargain. Great way for people to get into the John Cheverton Centre if they don't know it already, because it's a lovely, lovely venue. Very, very friendly audience, and free entry for patients, which is lovely. £10 a ticket.
Yeah, cool. What's
on the only thing I should say is, if you want to get a ticket, do get it in advance, because they often sell out. If you want to do that, talk to Tina Groves, who's PA to Nigel at the hospice, on 217-311, or you can email her, tina.groves@iwhospice.org. Now, talking of music, music is not only performed for audiences at the hospice, there is also music therapy on offer, I understand.
There is, yes.
Tell us about this. There's a very special man called Fraser Simpson, isn't there?
Fraser Simpson, who's come from Nordoff Robbins, which is a music therapy charity.
Mm-hmm.
on the mainland, and he works for us now for 2 days a week, and he works one-to-one with patients but also runs groups for music therapy. So in a similar way to the art therapy, the visual art therapy, it's an opportunity for people to express emotions. So it might be for people that actually are competent musicians, but equally it might be for somebody that has never picked up an instrument in their life before.
So let me get this right. I mean, people, you know, who are, you know, in their sort of final weeks and months are still sort of really wanting to sort of participate in new things. Is that right?
Well, they are, because if their pain is under control and they might be on the inpatient unit in their bed and not able to actually physically get up, it can actually be quite boring.
Yeah.
So it's to have some stimulus that's not only about listening to something or listening to people, but to be able to actually participate is hugely valuable.
Fantastic.
It is incredibly therapeutic being able to play a musical instrument, even if you don't play to a high standard. And as you say, it is one way of expressing emotion without having to verbalise it.
Absolutely.
If you feel you can't do that, it's another way of expressing your feelings, and it's a release, actually, I think.
I think so. And when it works in the groups, there's that sort of communal thing about gathering together and making sound. So it can be quite ritualistic. It can be all sorts of different things. And also, I've sort of known of people sort of composing their own music or songwriting and being able to leave a legacy for family.
That's nice.
So there are, you know, a sort of compilation of favourite musical sort of songs or whatever that you can put together. So there are lots of different ways that music therapy can be used.
Saying about making music as a group, I think is really relevant, because it's such a very quick and easy way to bond with people you may never have met before. Once you start making music together, you do just bond so quickly.
I think there's a way, actually, this evening people will be able to come together at the hospice and make some music. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but first, here is Fraser with some music. You will recognise this from the musical Cats. And then Chip has an interview with Fraser.
Chip here, and I'm with the legend that is Fraser Simpson. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. That's a very kind introduction. My name is Fraser. I work here at the hospice 2 days a week as a music therapist.
So what stuff do you teach the residents to play?
I don't really think of it as teaching.
Yeah.
I really think of it as enabling people to make music in whatever way they want to, in whatever way is right for them. Some people like to sing, some people like to play instruments. I have a wide range of very accessible instruments that anybody can really make sounds out of and enjoy making music with.
I was listening to you playing the piano and it was just lovely and calming music. What other music do you play?
So I quite often sit, there's a lovely grand piano in the sitting room area in the hospice, and I quite often will just sit down for a few minutes and play the piano just as people are passing by. I'm here to fill the hospice with music, and you know, in lots of different ways, and that's just one way that it's a very nice way to reach people.
So what's your favourite type of music?
I have very wide-ranging tastes, actually. I grew up in the 70s and 80s, so I enjoy 70s and 80s music. But I also enjoy music that's more recent, as well as music that's older as well. I love the Broadway musicals. I like classical. I'm a pianist. I like classical piano. And, you know, I like operas and, you know, wide-ranging tastes.
I'm pretty good at opera singing.
Oh,
well, a bit. My dad would say I sound awful, but I think I sound pretty good. My uncle Gary and my nan and my granddad were actually in a choir, which was good. So I have a bit of musical background in my family.
One of the things that we're going to be starting at the hospice this month, actually, is a new community choir, Earl Mountbatten Hospice Community Choir. It's going to be on Wednesday evenings, and it starts at 6:30, 6:30 till 8 o'clock, and starting on the 18th of January. And this is a choir for anybody that's got any connection with the hospice. So it could be patients, staff, volunteers, relatives, anybody who wants to come along and just enjoy singing is very welcome to do so. I always say, if you can walk, you can dance, and if you can talk, you can sing. And so there's no previous experience of singing needed at all to join the hospice community choir.
Yeah. So what time's that going to start?
Starting at 6:30. 6:30 till 8 o'clock.
So, what song would you like to be played on the radio, if you can pick one?
hard to pull one out of a hat, really. Have you got any Van Morrison?
Yeah, we can get Van Morrison. Here's a bit of Van Morrison for Fraser Simpson, the legend.
Thank you very much.
Van Morrison, On the Bright Side of the Road. And we've just heard some extraordinary news here in the studio. This is breaking news, and I hope you did this on the right side of the road, at least. Marion, you walked last year 100 kilometres, was it, London to Brighton?
I did, yeah.
In one day?
Which is completely mad.
That is madness, isn't it?
Well, it's through the night.
And are you going to do this again this year for the hospice?
I'm going to do it this year for the hospice, but I'm not doing a 400K.
No, because, I don't blame you.
Because I'd like to keep my toenails, which I love.
Oh!
Too much information, Marion.
Did anyone find them for you? they're probably
no.
They're probably just off the A23 somewhere. Yeah. Oh, blimey!
I've got a good challenge. I've got a good challenge that you could probably do.
What's that?
Walk from the Isle of Wight up to Scotland.
Oh, blimey! Yeah.
Try and do that.
Yeah, well, a cycle ride might be all right. So, what is this? There's a ultra challenge. You
ultra
said.
Challenge. Yeah, but they have all sorts of challenges. Usually about 100K.
Yeah.
All over the country. And some people run it. So certainly the London to Brighton one, people were running it as well. Ooh. But this one's on the island.
Well, so how far are you going to walk? Where and when?
50K. I'm not quite sure where it starts.
So 50K is about 30 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not so far. It's like a marathon.
Well, so it's like Walk the White, isn't it? Really?
Yes,
just a bit longer.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it yourself, are you? You'll have some.
I've got two friends
good,
that are coming. Yes.
Yeah. So this one's going to be from Brighton. to London.
It'll be around something. And it generally, with us, it generally involves Prosecco at some point. Either at the beginning or the end of a journey.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
And quite a lot of it in the planning as well.
I think Chip's Ultra Challenge is getting to the Ultra Music Festival in Miami.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. It's a brilliant festival. I want to headline it one day.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, actually.
If I headline the Ultra Music Festival, then I would blow the house down.
I'm sure you would. I thought you were about to say you would give us free tickets. So do think about us, though, Chip, when you do that. Marion, before that sort of marvellous feat, though, and I'm not going to talk about your marvellous feat because we just heard that they might not be so marvellous. We have got this evening here in Newport a new choir coming together, haven't we?
We have. So we're really excited. It starts this evening at 6:30.
Yeah.
Everyone's, you know, invited to come along. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Fraser is running it, so he'll be there with lots of people, I think. I'm going along as well to sing.
If people are listening to this on catch-up, today, I think, is the 18th of January. So if they were to come along, say, next week on the 25th, would they be allowed?
Of course it is, yeah. Anyone can drop in at any point along the way, so come and join us. It'd be brilliant.
Here are some really important questions. Do you have to read music?
No.
Do you have to be able to sing?
No.
Really?
just be able to make a noise. I can't sing, but I think just come and enjoy it and have some fun.
And meet some new people. And meet people.
Yeah. You could be rubbish at singing and go and...
What are you going, Chip?
The cafe might be open.
Well, let's have some ads, and then we'll ask Chip that question again.
Yeah.
That was Charlie XCX. After the after party, she was obviously thinking of the after party that is going to be, ticket only, really, for Chip's wonderful Ultra headline event. Yeah, anyway, that's a few years off, so we better just think about this evening, a wonderful, wonderful party atmosphere with the community choir at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice tonight at the John Cheverton Centre. Anything else, Marion? Anything else you want to talk about today?
Nothing.
All right. In that case, we will be back in 2 weeks. We hope you enjoyed all that tapestry, all that quilting, all that knitting. Have a wonderful week, and we'll be back in a fortnight.
Yep, see you then.
See you later.
Bye.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com